Good morning, everyone. My name is Shuyin Lam from Texas A&M University. I'm a second year master's student. Today, I want to talk about breeding for heat tolerance roses among 11 hybrid rose populations. First, I want to give you some background information about rose. Rose were originally domesticated in the Northern Hemisphere and have been spread throughout the world. Rose is an important ornamental crop which is commercially utilized as garden plant, cut flower, and food medicinal fragrances industrial. Heat stress is a major abiotic stress in Texas and all over the world. It can affect the rose appearance by causing increasing flower abscission, leaf damage, and decreased flower size, which will therefore decrease the market value. This is a picture showing how heat stress affects flower size. You can see the flower on your left side was put into the heat chamber for 40 degrees Celsius heat shock for 3 hours. It is significantly have a decreased flower size than the control one on your right side. And also, we can see a flower abscission here. Since the visible flower bud is a most sensitive stage of the rose size, so this is the visible flower bud will easily have a flower abscission effect. So the objective of my project here is to estimate the genetic environmental components of rose heat tolerance as expressed in flower size, petal number, and flower dry weight. Here the flower size, I will use flower diameter as the component to measure the flower size. This table shows all the deployed rows we have in our lab. They are all deployed populations planted in the field at Texas A&M University. All the hybrid populations were created by crossing both heat tolerant and heat sensitive deployed parents. Part of them will be used in my project. They are planted in two blocks in the same field. They are treated in the same environment, so we can treat them as the so they are regarded as in the same environment. This figure is a deployed rose population showing selected parents and seedlings. Four populations are shown here, and we can see the parentage and the part of their seedlings. This is a temperature graph showing the temperature change during July 2013 to June 2015. All my data will be taken during summer, fall, and spring. Summer's data will be taken during August, or 2 weeks after the average temperature goes up higher than 30 degrees Celsius. And fall's data will be taken during November, or the average, or 2 weeks after the average temperature goes down below 20 degrees Celsius. And spring's data will be taken during April. Or the temperature, or before the temperature goes up higher than 30 degrees Celsius. Here are the parameters I will use in my project: the flower diameter, flower dry weight, and number of petals. Each parameter is to be compared between seasons to check for the changes. An analysis of variance will be done to estimate the genetic, environmental, and the G by E variance, and heritability under cooler and heat stress conditions will be calculated by running a restricted estimated maximum likelihood model, which can be abbreviate as RAMO. This figure shows how I collect my data. First, at least three flowers will be collected at the full blooming stage with active pollen, because based on my observation, flowers have active pollen will tend to have more stable petals, which is very important for my petal counting. And I will select at least three flowers and then measure their diameter, then put them into the labeled paper bag. And after collecting all the samples, I will bring them back to the lab for flower dissecting and the petal counting. Here I want to emphasize that the petaloids like listed in the yellow rectangular also needed to be counted as petals. So if you are interested in counting petals, you can obtain my slides, and the second picture should have 42 petals. And after petal countings, all the petals should be put back into the labeled bag and dry for 3 days under 60 degrees Celsius. This is my results for the ANOVA and the RAMO results. This is only result at A12 block. For the components of petals, I only use the double flowers, because the petals of single flowers tend to change very little between seasons. I have three seasons of data for petals. From the ANOVA results, we can see a significant family effect and the environmental effect, with a correlation is 0.4 and the population size is 303. The RAMO results showing narrow sense heritability is 0.81 and the broad sense heritability is 0.9, with a 24% G by E effect. For the component diameter, I have two seasons of data, and the NOVA results showing a significant family effect, a significant environmental effect, and a significant G by E effect, with a correlation is 0.33 and the population size is 220. The RAMO results shown 0.52 narrow sense heritability and 0.64 broad sense heritability, with a 38% G by E effect. And last, for the dry weight component, I also have two seasons of results with a significant, for the ANOVA results, we have significant family effect and environmental effect, with a correlation is 0.24 and population size is 274. The RAMO results is 0.5 narrow sense heritability and 0.73 broad sense heritability, with a 34% G by E effect. The reason why here the G by E effect for ANOVA is different from the G by E effects of RAMO is because I use the family as I use family in the ANOVA results, but I use the individual plants in my RAMO analyze. Here is some detailed ANOVA results for my data. Three populations out of four has a significant seasonal effect, which is cooler seasons data is significantly higher than the warm seasons data. This result is only for dry weight. We can see 175 is heat. It tends to be a heat tolerant genotype. And this is a result for diameter. Also, we have three populations in four has significant seasonal effect. And this is the result for petal numbers. Three populations out of six has a significantly seasonal effect. excuse me. Summarizing from the three components listed above, 173 population 173 and 174 tend to always have the significant seasonal effect. So these two populations will be our potential selected populations. This is a rough data for the D14 blocks results. Since I only have one season's data for this block, I couldn't calculate the broad sense heritability, but I will have more work afterwards. So my upcoming work is to collect more data for these populations. So at last, I want to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. David Byrne, and all my lab mates and all the funding sources listed here. Thank you for your attention. We're still looking for the differences between falls data and springs data. Since springs data, I only have one season, I will continue looking at the differences between them.